From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, you're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Electric vehicles are becoming more and more popular, but one barrier is the network for recharging them, especially in the rural West. Experts say long EV road trips are a new frontier. That's because the charging infrastructure that makes them possible is still emerging. KUNC's Ray Solomon spent the day at an EV fast charging station in rural Colorado to learn more. She has this report for the Mountain West News Bureau.
Jason Fleming is fiddling with his credit card at a gas station off the highway in Julesburg, Colorado. He stopped off here with his wife, Abby Barclay, and their two dogs to fill up on an early leg of a 1,200-mile long road trip.
We're coming from Boulder, Colorado, going to Jackson, Michigan.
The couple's driving an electric car, so they've bypassed the gas pumps and pulled around to the back of the parking lot, where a lone electric charging station glows LED green in the snow.
Thank you.
Julesburg sits way up in the rural northeastern corner of the state. It's not an area where locals are driving a lot of electric vehicles. But Colorado has ambitious goals to increase the number of EVs on the road from about 69,000 now to nearly 1 million by the end of the decade. And rural fast charging stations like this one in Julesburg are a critical part of the plan.
Hear the electrons? I'm just kidding.
It can give Barclay and Fleming a full charge in about 30 minutes.
The last place we stopped, this is kind of a good top-off point.
This one's pretty critical because there's barely any chargers in this stretch. It gets better Actually, this is the toughest stretch for us.
The average range for electric vehicles on the road today is 260 miles on a single charge. But cold weather, like today, hovering in the mid-20s, can cut that short. That's why national and state plans call for fast charging stations every 50 miles along the highway.
They have to be there. They have to be there if we want electric vehicles to succeed.
Tad Hoosier is with Highline Electric, the distribution company that serves this area. They opened this fast charger here back in August. He says they average just about a charge a day.
We're not going to be a high adoption area, but where we live is going to be the thoroughfare for a lot of people that have adopted. These are for people using the interstate to travel. So this is not necessarily a benefit to locals, but it's there if they need it.
No doubt, rural America has been slow to pick up on EVs. There are concerns about vehicle range. There's skepticism about climate change, skepticism that electric vehicles are a solution to climate change. There are old habits that die hard. Even so, engineering professor Ria Cantu warns EV strategies can't overlook the countryside.
We need to have charging infrastructure in the rural areas.
Cantu studies transportation electrification at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. And she says electric vehicles have become pretty commonplace for local daily driving. But long EV road trips are a new frontier. That's because the charging infrastructure that makes them possible is still emerging in places like Julesburg.
Public fast charging infrastructure makes a difference in rural locations because it helps complete intercity trips.
Cantu thinks there could be a side benefit of all these new rural charging stations, encouraging confidence in the locals.
It's a matter of visibility. A station in this region could at some point help the residents be more confident that if they adopt an electric vehicle, there's a location there that they could use.
Rural enthusiasm for EVs is probably still a few years off. Today, only one electric car is registered in all of Sedgwick County, where Julesburg is the county seat. So for now, the fast charger in this Julesburg parking lot remains a beacon for travelers like Jason Fleming and his wife, Abby Barclay.
This isn't like an ideal stopping place, but it's, you know, it gets the job done.
Travelers, that is, who are just passing through. Ray Solomon, KUNC.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to Life Kit from NPR.